vision.
The best and the brightest.
The next idea.
When we really see each other, we want to help each other.
Matching up people who need a service with people willing to provide a service. And the currency is time. That's the concept behind a time bank. They're popping up around Michigan, helping people with little cash but skills to offer, and also helping people to connect with their neighbors. Kim Hodge is the executive director of the Michigan Alliance of Time Banks. Kim, welcome to The Next Idea.
Thanks. I'm happy to be with you today.
I want to start at the very, very beginning. What is a time bank?
A time bank is a community skill exchange. It's a way of saying we all have something to offer. We all have skills and assets, and we all have needs, and we could be sharing them with each other. So it's kind of a pay-it-forward or circle of giving program. I may drive you to the airport. You might walk someone's dog. That person might cook for somebody else, and another person might make a friendly phone call to someone who just got out of the hospital. So it's a way of saying, let's share our skills and resources with each other. It's all based on time, so 1 hour is 1 hour, no matter who you are and what you do. So you could be a doctor performing a physical exam or a 10-year-old child pulling dandelions from someone's yard. Time is the same for all of us, so it's based on respect and reciprocity. So it's about getting and giving. So it's not just normal volunteering, but we ask our members to get something in return for what you put into the time bank.
Walk me through how this would work. Let's say that I am willing to be the person to drive somebody to errands and help out. So how do I sign up and how do I make deposits and withdrawals?
There are local time banks in Michigan, generally based in a community. They're not statewide. You can't be a time bank member in Ann Arbor and sign up to do something for someone in Traverse City at this point, although that's something that could happen in the future. It is possible, but it's not really likely that that's going to happen. So local time banks have membership requirements, which include generally filling out a membership form, which could be a paper form or an online form, going to a new member orientation where you learn about what the time bank is and you are oriented on a software. There's an online database that we use from a program called Our World, H-O-U-R World. And then you put up your offers and your requests. You say, I'm Kim. These are the things I like to do. These are the things I don't like to do and I need some help with. And so there's an online listing of each of the offers and requests. So if you wanted to drive, you would join, post that you're willing to drive. You would say when and where and how someone could get in touch with you. And then you might also look to see who, if anyone, has already posted that they need rides somewhere. Mm-hmm. Sometimes rides are needed in advance and people are going to the doctor's office or something like that. And sometimes if I blow a tire, I need a ride home. So I need to know who's available when. That's how it works.
And then it isn't that I drive you and then I get you to do something for me. I just, if I need something fixed, I can look at the database for the time bank and go, oh, Mike can do that. So that way I've got time in, I get time back.
Right, right. I might fix your whatever it is you need fixed, but probably not. It could be someone else.
Yeah.
That's why it's not trade. It's not barter in that way. It's more the circle of giving. Again, the pay it forward system. You drive me for 2 hours, you get 2 hours in your bank, and you can spend it wherever and however you want.
Wow. Is there an optimal size for a time bank? Does the size matter?
It matters only in that if you have about 150 people, you probably have a pretty good variety of services offered. So a lot of time banks that are smaller, and many of them are, we don't have 150 people in the time bank where I live, for instance, don't have things like skilled tradespeople in them, so sometimes you need a plumber, you need an electrician, or you need somebody who has a little higher level of skill in that regard, and you kind of need to reach out to those folks to see whether or not they're willing to offer up their services. You can do it on a much smaller scale, but you're only going to get whatever it is that people put into it.
How many time banks do we have in Michigan?
5 to 8, probably, because there's some that are just kind of bumping along. I'm not sure how well they're doing. We don't hear from them as much as we do from others.
What does it take to make them healthy and to have a vibrant time bank?
A time bank can start with volunteers or members running it, but in order to be active and to be growing and thriving, it needs paid staff. And to survive over the long haul, it needs paid staff. There's a time bank in Lathrop Village where I live. There's one that includes the towns of Royal Oak and Huntington Woods and Ferndale and a lot of the southeastern, kind of the metro Detroit suburbs. There's one in southwest Detroit out of Unity in our community time bank, and there's one in Pontiac. And there are a couple others that are in Ypsilanti and Ann Arbor. Small, there are others that have been active, and I'm not so sure that they're still active.
Hmm.
So
Now, here's something I've got to ask. How do you establish trust among these people in the time bank? By that, I mean, let's say I ask somebody that I see their listing in the time bank to come paint my house. How do I know that that person is trustworthy?
Well, that's a great question, and we get asked that all the time. Number one, if you come to an event that we have, maybe we have a chili cook-off, and you meet the person who's the painter, or you say, I need help painting. Would anybody be willing to do that for me? Several people might say, yeah, I could do that. I'm not a professional painter, but I'd be willing to come over and help out. You would need to gut check it and ask questions just like you would be hiring someone to come and do the work for you whom you're paying. Hmm. That's one way. You can also check in with people. There's usually a coordinator or several coordinators of a local time bank, and you can check in with that person and say, hey, I need some help, and who's the best painter?
Yeah.
And then you can talk to the person and say, hey, what's your level of experience doing painting? Are you someone who does this just on the side and you're going to splatter paint all over, or do you know how to really do this? You never know. You never kind of know what you're getting unless you have a conversation and you build that trust with someone and you understand who has worked with the person in the past and is that person trustworthy.
When a time bank is working the way that it can do at its best, what are the benefits? What does society get, communities get, from having a good, thriving time bank?
Well, I think it's different for different communities and different for different people. And I think people get into a time bank for a variety of reasons. I can tell you that when I started the time bank in my community, I had lived in my home for about 12 or 13 years. I grew up in a small town in Pennsylvania where I knew my neighbors, and I did not know my neighbors here in Michigan. And I wanted to feel connected to my community. So that, for me, has been the huge benefit. I have friends that now, when I walk, I talk, and I know people. I can go out with my neighbors. I can play cards with them, and I can walk other people's dogs and play with other people's dogs and kids because I don't have any of my own, and I have that connection to my neighbors. And I've gotten a ton of help from people in my community. So I think it's different for different people. Loneliness, social connections, the social supports, being able to count on someone. I have neighbors who watch my cat when I go away now that I didn't know before. So we have a community of people who will look after each other's homes. There's so little right now, people knowing their neighbors and being able to connect with their neighbors other than maybe just waving, knowing the names, saying, hey, I've got a sick kid. I have to run to the hospital and take care of the sick kid. Can you take the pot off of my stove, or whatever it might be that's happening, where you have that trust built up with your neighbors. For me, that's what it's been, and I think that's what it is for a lot of people, feeling connected to their community.
Kim, there are people listening to us all over parts of Michigan who may be hearing this going, this sounds like something we should do. What would be the first steps to take in order to launch a successful time bank?
There is a lot of really good information on our website at mitimebanks.org about how to start a time bank. It takes one person or a couple of people saying, yeah, we think this is a great idea. But they really need to be able to gather a group of people, a small group, maybe 6-8 people together, and say, what would we like to do here? Is this just for the seniors in the community? What would our goal be? What would our focus be? And how would we work with the people in our community to make this come to light? It could be that it would work out of a church or a school or a senior center, or it could be just a couple of blocks in a particular community. Say, we're going to start this within our 3-block radius and do this amongst tiers. It's one person or two people, get another subset of people, 6-8 people, and then have a planning committee that says, this is how we're going to do it and grow from there. And our organization, the Michigan Alliance of Time Banks, is established to train and support and connect local time banks. So people really need to not try to do it on their own, work with those of us who have done it, who have learned, who have lots of experience to share, our wisdom, our successes and our failures. So connect with us and we'll help you.
Kim Hodge is the executive director of the Michigan Alliance of Time Banks. And once again, that website, if you missed it, is mitimebanks.org. Kim, it was a great idea, and we want to thank you for sharing it with us on The Next Idea.
Thank you so much.
Support for The Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.